welcome to your show, Sunny Mornings in San Diego. I'm your host, Melissa, and it's Wednesday, April 16th. You'll be interested to know, 113 years ago, today in 1912, American aviator Harriet Quimby made history by becoming the first woman to successfully fly across the English Channel, piloting her French Bleriot monoplane through challenging weather conditions from Dover, England, to Hardelot, France, marking a significant achievement in aviation history. So now you know. And now, it's time for the Surf Report. Wednesday at Tourmaline and South San Diego. It's looking clean this morning with knee-to-waist-high sets rolling in. Waves hold around 2 to 3 feet throughout the morning, providing great conditions. Expect the winds to remain onshore at 3 mph, keeping the surface smooth as the day starts. As the afternoon approaches, conditions may become semi-choppy, with winds shifting to the west at 5 to 10 mph. Best time to ride is at 7 a.m. with a 0-foot incoming low tide, when the south-southwest swell is 2 feet at 13 seconds and the onshore wind is 2 mile per hour. The first high tide Wednesday will be 3 foot just before 12:30 a.m., with a 2-foot low tide at 4:30. The nearshore buoy at Mission Bay West reads 61 degrees for the water temperature. Thursday through Saturday presents a mix of surf conditions. Early Thursday offers clean 2 to 3 feet waves with light winds, ideal for beginners. By afternoon, conditions turn choppy as winds increase to 11 mile per hour. Friday remains fair with consistent 2 to 3 feet surf, but choppy in the afternoon. Saturday starts fair with similar heights, but worsens to choppy by midday. This morning, it's patchy drizzle, and it feels like 58 degrees with no wind. The sunset will take place at 7:22, and it will rise again tomorrow at 6:15. It looks like we're in for some patchy drizzle before 11 a.m., then partly sunny skies with a high near 63 and a light west breeze. Tonight, expect mostly cloudy conditions with a slight chance of rain showers after 11 p.m., a low of 54 in light winds. Looking ahead in the weather, expect a slight chance of rain showers on Thursday and Friday, with partly sunny to mostly cloudy skies, highs near 64 to 66, and lows in the low 50s. Saturday and Sunday will be mostly sunny, with Sunday reaching near 68. Bonjour, food enthusiasts. This podcast is brought to you by Versailles Cafe and Pastries in Encinitas. Nestled on El Camino Real South, just north of Encinitas Boulevard, this cafe is a haven for culinary delights. Indulge in their amazing Eggs Benedict or their gluten-free crepes. You can grab a panini for lunch or just breeze on through to get your morning coffee. They are open every day from 8 to 5. So stop on by and don't forget to tell them Sunny Morning sent you. In local news, San Diego State University scientists have discovered new fault lines, underwater landslides, and a potential tsunami triggers more than 90 miles off the coast of San Diego. Their research involved a 12-day cruise aboard the oceanographic research vessel Sally Ride. Dr. Andrea Fabrizi, a geophysics expert, warned that a tsunami could pose a serious threat to coastal communities like Los Angeles, Tijuana, and San Diego. His colleague, Dr. Jillian Maloney, emphasized the challenges of studying underwater faults, stating that while earthquakes cannot be predicted, understanding fault lines can help assess potential damage and prepare emergency services for future events. Now on to sports. In an intense NBA play-in tournament matchup, the Warriors narrowly defeated the Grizzlies, with Jimmy Butler leading the charge scoring 38 points in a thrilling 121-116 victory. The Grizzlies showed resilience, fighting hard until the final whistle. With this win, the Warriors will now face the Houston Rockets in the first round of the playoffs. Earlier in the day, the Magic dominated the Hawks, advancing smoothly to meet the Celtics. In local sports, last night at Petco, the Friars fell to the Cubs 2-1 in a 10-inning duel. Manny Machado's towering homer in the fifth gave the Friars a brief lead. But Chicago's Crow Armstrong equalized in the sixth on a fielding error by Arraes. In extras, Horner's key triple brought Swanson home, sealing the Padres' fate. Matsu took the loss, while Presley nabbed the win for the Cubs. The Friars now stand 14-5. Tomorrow afternoon, the Friars host the Cubs at Petco for the final game of this three-game series. Nick Pivetta, with a 2.11 ERA, faces off against Matthew Boyd, who sports a 1.59 ERA. First pitch is at 110 under 65 degrees and partly cloudy skies. In hockey, the Kings triumphed over the Kraken 6-5 in Seattle. Adrian Kempe shined with two crucial goals, while Samuel Hellenius added two more. The Kings now boast a record of 48-24-9. Tomorrow night, the Kings host the Calgary Flames in the City of Angels to close out the regular season. And the NBA playoff matchups are now decided, and the Lakers will take on the Timberwolves Saturday night at 5:30 in Los Angeles. In top news, in spring 2023, Bernard Marentelli, a former London banker, aimed to take down the Texas lottery by buying nearly every possible number combination for an upcoming drawing. With 25.8 million potential combinations and a jackpot of $95 million, they sought to maximize profits. Marentelli and his team set up operations in Texas, using official ticket printing terminals to produce tickets rapidly. Their plan culminated in a jackpot win of $57.8 million, sparking outrage among state officials, who claimed the operation constituted the biggest theft from the people of Texas in the history of Texas. In business news, cloud-based design platform Figma has confidentially filed for an initial public offering in the United States, following the collapse of a $20 billion acquisition deal with Adobe. Antitrust regulators in Europe and Britain blocked this deal in December 2023, marking it as one of the largest failed acquisitions of a software startup. Last year, Figma was valued at $12.5 billion. Despite recent market volatility, which has caused many tech startups to delay their IPO plans, Figma remains cash flow positive and boasts clients like Adobe, Uber, Spotify, and Google. In crypto movement, Bitcoin is down 2% to about $84,000. Ethereum is down 3% to just under $1,600. And Goatsy's Maximus is down 8% to 4 cents. Moving on to a more local vibe. In our community spotlight on health and wellness, we are working with a national Pilates studio to bring you some free classes, so listen up. Check out Club Pilates. With several locations in the San Diego area, Pilates presents a comprehensive wellness approach, cultivating strength, reducing tension, and elevating mental well-being. Scientific research affirms its benefits. So now you can check out Club Pilates for a free class, with locations in Encinitas, Solana Beach, Oceanside, La Jolla, and more. Just be sure to tell them Sunny Morning sent you by. And now, back to the show. Let's talk science. A new study suggests that at the quantum level, time might be flowing in reverse without our awareness. Researchers in England have discovered two eras of time in open quantum systems, moving in opposite directions. This finding challenges our understanding of time's asymmetrical nature. The study indicates that as energy dissipates into the environment, time's flow is indicated by entropy, which always increases. Senior author Andrea Rocco emphasizes that while this theory does not imply time travel, it offers a fresh perspective on time's function in thermodynamics and the universe's creation, raising intriguing questions about our reality. And in entertainment news, Hollywood is facing a challenge as original movies struggle to attract audiences. Director Christopher Landon recently warned that it's really hard out there for an original movie, as his thriller Drop opened to an estimated $7.5 million. Similarly, Disney's The Amateur debuted at $15 million. Despite a push for original ideas, nearly every recent release based on fresh scripts has disappointed at the box office. The industry is still recovering from the pandemic, with many consumers preferring to wait for films to stream online rather than attend theaters. Well, alrighty, folks, it's time for the quote of the day. And today, our quote comes from the Scottish author and reformer, Samuel Smiles. And he said, "Hope is like the sun, which, as we journey toward it, casts the shadow of our burden behind us." And that's a wrap for this morning. You can check out our Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok for some captivating aerial videos with local news and the surf reports. Have an amazing day, my good friends. We'll see you tomorrow with another episode of Sunny Mornings in San Diego.